Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Win Anyway podcast. This is Rich Hopkins, the Win Anyway guy, and it is December. Wow, December 2014. It is the final week before Christmas break, which means a whole lot to me and may not mean a whole lot to you, depending on where you live and what you believe and what your family situation is. So, you know, I'm not going to act like it matters to you as much as it matters to me, but I am going to talk about it because it's my podcast. So, let's talk about why it matters to me. It matters to me first because, well, I have those six kids, as I've mentioned before, and this is their last week of school for the year, and it isn't even a full week for most of them. I've got one that's got a couple of half days coming up and then no school at all on Friday. I got a couple that have just no school on Friday. I've got a couple that have school all the way through Friday. So, yeah, it's a lot of picking up earlies and making sure that my schedule doesn't get completely messed up with the things that I would normally do and the things that I have to do to make sure that those kids get home. Plus the fact that, wow, they're going to be home and it's going to be not just 9 days like Thanksgiving break, but 16 days. Just, I swear they only go to school like 2.5 weeks out of six from the day before the weekend of Thanksgiving to the first day in January that they go back, which in this case will be January 5th. And with my luck, they're going to have a half day in service, or on January 6th, the teachers are going to decide that they have to have meetings. It feels like sometimes my kids just don't even have ever a full week of school. But I know when I was a kid, I loved Christmas break, and I was pretty much an only child for most of that time. Although I do have a sister, she was not in the house after I was about maybe 10 years old. So the Christmas breaks that I really remember, it was just me and Mom. And, I got to spend that time basically all by myself doing whatever I wanted to do. And I loved Christmas season. And I still love Christmas season. Although if you ask my wife, she'll tell you that she thinks I hate the Christmas season. So I want to get into that a little bit because that kind of goes into what Winning Anyway is all about. And Winning Anyway is really important for me in the Christmas season because spiritually, symbolically, if you look at what I believe Christmas-wise from a religious perspective, that it represents the birth of Christ. Now, obviously, it's not the actual birthday of Christ, and I have friends out there that don't even believe Christ ever existed, but let's just humor me that it is that we are recognizing Christ's birth. And if you heard my Easter podcast earlier this year, you know that I think Christ is a true representation of what Winning Anyway is all about. That, he lost by ending up dying on the cross, but by losing, he won because he saved all of humanity from our sins. And he went down to hell and he battled the devil and he came out victorious, which essentially frees all of us up as human beings to recognize him, recognize God, to be obedient, and to eventually have salvation, no matter how much of a loss our corporal lives are. Okay, so there's enough of that, enough of the religious part of the podcast, because I know you don't come here for that, and for some of you, that might be extremely offensive, and I hope you forgive me my brief indulgence. I have a lot of friends that are of other religions or of no religions whatsoever. But in terms of Christmas, I love all the trappings around it too. I love the lights. I love to go around and see the lights, even though I don't always remember to get the kids all gathered up in the van to go find a neighborhood that is very strong in their lighting talents. My particular neighborhood is usually mostly dark, and I think fewer and fewer people are doing Christmas lights just because of the cost of electricity. But there are neighborhoods, especially here in Denver, it's a big, big town, so if I just look, I can find some places to go drive to, and with gas, having reached just one of the lowest points per gallon here in the United States of America that it's been for years, I think I could actually afford to drive around a little bit and enjoy those lights. My wife has even put up some lights. If you listen to the podcast, I don't know, a week or maybe two ago, you heard the story of her getting up on the roof and actually almost falling and cracking a rib as she tried to put up lights. But she has survived, and the lights continue to twinkle, even if we may be one of the only houses on the street showing the spirit. So I love the lights, and I love the music, from the religious music to the traditional kind of Christmas songs. You know, I'll let you in on a secret. My favorite Christmas album, you know, it's probably a tie between the Mannheim Steamroller Christmas albums and The Carpenters. Yes, The Carpenters. I used to listen to that Christmas album over and over and over again in college. And, you know, I didn't even do drugs in college. I just listened to The Carpenters because I actually enjoyed them, and I still do. And one of the toughest things is when I hear The Carpenters on the radio and I'm singing along and then the song ends and I start singing the next song on the album. But of course, on the radio station, they're not playing the album, and suddenly up comes Dolly Parton. So I get a little bit lost there. You know, I love Neil Diamond. I always think it's funny to listen to the Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand Christmas albums, since they're both essentially Jewish, putting out Christmas albums, but they have great voices and some great versions of the songs. But I also love some of the spoof songs. There's a song that I used, Rusty Chevrolet, dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet, and it's held together with duct tape and baling wire, and it's a song, I think, sung by a couple of Canadians, and it's just, I never hear it enough. I've got to actually see if I can go find that, because it's a great song. I think I'll go Facebook that. See, look at that. I'm already planning some new things as I sit here and podcast. But any Christmas music, I just pretty much adore, unless it's country. Yeah, Dolly Parton. She does okay. It's all right. There's some okay Christmas albums done by country stars, but I'm just not really a country music fan anyway. But other than that, yeah, love the music. Love the movies and the TV specials. The classic Rudolph, the Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman. And there's another one with the mice. I think it's called The Night Before Christmas, and it's all about these mice in this little mouse town, and the young, intelligent mouse who doesn't believe in Santa Claus ends up breaking a clock, a town clock that signals for Santa. Something like that. Right. Well, no, he writes a letter to Santa and says he doesn't believe it. So Santa, in a rather bizarre turn, tells the town that because that kid doesn't believe in him, he's not going to go to that town. So the town builds this giant clock, his father actually does, this giant clock, to let Santa know that they want him to stop and that they all believe in him. And then the young mouse ends up breaking the clock. And the rest of it, you'll just have to try to find the show so that you can figure it out for yourself. I love the movies. Some of the newer ones are pretty cool. The Love Actually's, Christmas with the Cranks, Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay, it's not terribly recent, but it's a lot of fun. I also enjoy the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen. All three of them are just a lot of fun. I also go back to the classics. You know, the Christmas Story with Ralphie, the little blonde kid with the glasses who's going to shoot his eye out with his Red Ryder BB gun. I actually have a Red Ryder BB gun, still have it. It's up on my shelf down in my office. Love the old black and whites, though, too. It's a Wonderful Life. It's in my all-time favorite movie list, and it could easily be at the top of my all-time favorite movies if it weren't for so many of the science fiction movies that I love. It's certainly number one in its own genre. And I love The Bells of St. Mary, which is sort of a Christmas movie. It's sort of not. But it has a lot of Christmas elements to it. Really enjoy that. And the original Miracle on 34th Street, the old black and white version with, Natalie Wood when she was a little girl. Just a fun movie. So I love the trappings of Christmas. I love the spirit of Christmas, to give gifts and to get gifts. I love to get gifts. I don't get many gifts anymore because I'm an adult and all the money we have in the house ends up going to the kids. And you know, therein lies the rub, as they may say. I don't always enjoy this part of Christmas because we aren't always that financially flush come this time of year. And, you know, my wife, she was brought up with a lot of big Christmases on her father's side and a lot of tiny Christmases on her mother's side, depending on which parent she was living with in any given year. And she hates the feeling of not being able to get enough, of there not being enough under the tree. And I got to say, I don't react well to it. It stresses me out. And, you know, because I want to give, but I know that I can't give as much as I want to. And I know it bothers her. So I'm like, I'm letting myself down and I'm letting her down. And yet when I take a step back, I take a look and think, wow, well, every year the kids always have a great Christmas, no matter what. We always find a way. Gifts always come in and they're always happy. But the run-up is always so stress-filled that it feels like I can't enjoy the holiday. I can't enjoy the movies or the lights or the music because I'm so stressed out about the gifts. And I have to really work to keep that win-anyway attitude, and I have to work to help her shift her perspective. I mean, she's got so much pressure on her, and you know, it's tough being married to a motivational speaker because you don't know what to believe half the time because you don't know if he's being genuine or if he's just spouting off motivational platitudes. But, you know, if you know me, I try not to be fake at all. But the people who are closest to you, sometimes they question everything. And I don't blame her. I know that it's got to be tough on her side because she isn't really responsible for trying to create any money. And any money that she does create, you know, it's just kind of added on to what we make anyway. So it's really my responsibility. And it can feel a lot like losing every year when I have to say, no, we're not going to be able to get this MacBook Air for $1,400 for my 14-year-old because I don't have $1,400 to spend on all six kids. Let's add that up. How much would that be? $8,400? Yeah, I don't typically spend $8,400 on my kids, much less $1,400 on a single gift. I actually did the math on that because that's the gift she really, really wants. If I were to buy her that and then equally give gifts of that size to everybody, plus add on other gifts around it, I would easily be spending between, maybe $12,000 and $15,000 strictly on Christmas. And there may be some of you where dropping that much at Christmas is no problem at all, and that's fantastic. And you may be thinking, oh, I only get to spend $15,000. If only I could spend $25,000 on Christmas. Yeah, well, that's all perspective. It's all in what you want to do and what you're able to do. So yeah, Christmas time can be stressful and I can act like I don't enjoy it. But it's a time of year that I just have so many fond memories of. That's linked to so much joy growing up and going to grandma's house and the food that she would have, the chocolate pies and all the candy that she would make. And seeing all the gifts under the tree because we'd have a lot of other family members, cousins would come in. It'd be a big family gathering. And it was always in Iowa, so there was almost always snow on the ground and lots of it. Christmas growing up was almost always just a very, very positive experience. In fact, the only Christmas I remember that was a bit negative, I was a teenager. I may have been 13 or 14 years old. And, you know, I told you, I spent a lot of time at home by myself, especially during break. And I found all the gifts and opened them, saw what I was getting. And one of the things I was getting was a computer. Now, it's not like today's computers. It was an old computer. It was, I don't even know what it was. It was like this little piece of black plastic that had a flat keyboard. There weren't actual keys. And you plugged it into your television, and you could do some programming. You would also plug it into a tape recorder machine and put in a cassette tape to have that interact and actually play a program that was on the cassette tape. I think it had all of 16K of memory, or it might have had a big upgrade. It might have been like 32K of memory on the machine itself. And this was way back in the early days of computing. But I saw that. Oh, there goes my cell phone. Guess I should have put that on mute. Yep, it's raw, it's live, it's Win Anyway Radio. Anyway, I saw that computer and I was thrilled. I was excited. And then it doesn't get given to me. I go Christmas morning and it's not something I can open up. And then we pack up a bunch of stuff, including that gift, and we head over to my grandparents. And I'm thinking, what, are they giving this to my grandfather? His mom did. I mean, what is this? Why? And I'm very upset, and I can't say why I'm upset, because then I would have to give up the fact that I actually got into the gifts early, and then I might not get any gifts. But I'm in a really, really bad mood. And then I get it, and I feel guilty. I feel awful about what I did, and I didn't tell my mom about it until, oh, maybe 10 years later, maybe more. Maybe she doesn't know yet. No, she knows. But, yeah, it was just a bad, bad situation. It was because of how guilty I felt, and I wish I had a lesson in that. I guess the lesson is be patient, allow yourself to be surprised, be more generous of spirit. But it was just a bad, bad situation. And then, of course, when I got the computer and started using it, I realized within about a week and a half that I couldn't do anything with it. And I wasn't the type of kid to be like a Bill Gates or a Steven Jobs and actually try to do programming. And it ended up pretty much sitting under my bed for the majority of my teenage years. And the next thing I knew, I was looking for a Commodore 64, and then I was in college, and we were looking at those Apple computers that were all in one, little boxes with the screen in the box. And yeah, well, this could turn into a computer podcast really, really easy, but I won't let it. So it's Christmas time. Yeah, there's lots of stress and lots of joy. The situation here is that it's up to you what you want to experience. It's up to me what I want to experience. It's up to my wife to decide what she wants to experience. And I'm working hard every single day to just be grateful for what we have, what we've been given, to be grateful for the religious significance of what Christmas is all about, to try to keep everything in perspective and realize that even if nobody got anything this year, that what we believe in still exists, and that the ultimate gift has still been given to us. Okay, so I got religious again. Take that out of it. The ultimate gift is that we're together. You know, you take religion out of it, and we're still together as a family. And we get to spend time with each other, and we get to appreciate each other. If we allow it to happen, if we choose to love anyway, if we choose to celebrate anyway, if we choose to win anyway. Thanks for being here on this particular podcast. I don't know if I'm going to have another one next week or not. I might just take a Christmas break and then start with a New Year's podcast the week after that. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy whatever holidays you're celebrating, whether it's Jewish holidays or Festivus holidays. I don't know. I have to say, I'm ignorant to most of the world religions. Even if you just get to take time off, enjoy it. Find the victory in the holiday season for you, whatever it may be, even if it's just staying home and binging on the Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad. There is victory for you. There is a way for you to enjoy your life and enjoy your circumstances if you so choose. So I'll see you next time. Until then, remember always, of course, to win anyway.